I would like to give you a short response. The sexual violence is preventing a girl from going to school. You mean the question? Well, I don't think so in our cause. The other issue, the fear of parents. So the parents have a fear that their girl children will have an accident in this sexual issue, so they try to prevent her from going to the children from school. The second issue, I did not understand clearly the school with the community that you raised the issue. If you have, you can repeat it again. And the other issue, the dropout issue as a result of early marriage, and what support be provided to the girl who married early. Yes, of course, if our culture is very strict and conservative, if a girl married early, so it's prone to drop out. So this affects her education in the future. And the support what we provide for her is to understand the family, to continue its her education. This is the support that we provide education. And the other issues you raise is the pregnant girls can continue school. Is that possible? So yes, it's possible in our case. There are a lot of pregnant girls that will continue their education, and even they're successfully joined higher education and graduated. So the school system didn't prevent pregnant girl from school. This is that they are allowed to join the school. So we have many cases like this that they continue their education. The age of children to board in school, it says it is difficult for children to send to boarding school. So the age is the minimum age is the high school age. The high school age. This is when they finish the grade 8 at the age of 14. At the age of 14, they join the boarding school. I think this is the questions that you raised. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I think we can now move towards. You would like to add something? Oh, go ahead.
I just want to come in at this late hour to say